From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Protesters in the Iraqi capital Baghdad pulled back Sunday from the so-called Green Zone, where the central government and foreign embassies are located, following a rare sit-in in high-security zone. This protest spokeswoman said the masses withdrew out of respect for the pilgrimage of Imam Musa ibn al-Jafar. The protesters, led by Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, gathered in front of the country's now empty parliament before moving into what is known as the zone's celebration square. Lawmakers fled Saturday after protesters stormed into parliament. The takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Sadr has been demanding a new government of technocrats. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has been unable to deliver any change as political parties blocked the majority of his list of candidates. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. diplomat posted to Baghdad.
It's going to be very hard for Abadi to have the credibility and the support to restore things and continue governing as he has before, or to institute the kind of far-reaching reforms. A lot of this is because he's a weak leader, and a lot of it is because things aren't going well in Iraq, and a lot of it is because it's a divided country.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for bombing Sunday that killed more than 30 people in the southern city of Samawa. As many as 22 Somali soldiers may have been killed and 10 are missing, presumed captured, after the militant group al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shebel region early Sunday. Militants claim they had killed more than 30 soldiers, including in the town of Runargut. Witnesses said the militants used a suicide car bomb in the assault and seized at least three military vehicles. This is VOA News.